But I'll tell you, number one, your family needs to define what is a Christian family. Every family here needs to decide what makes our family Christian. You need to define that. Why? Because then your family standards and rules, discipline should be based on your definition. Otherwise, you know what the kids feel? You keep changing the rules. You know, this is okay, but then it isn't okay, and whatever. We need to sit down. What do we believe a Christian family is? And mom and dad need to do this together and define all of that. And let me tell you, as I thought about this, where could you go in Scripture that may be of help? You know what I believe where you could go and get a lot of help? The Ten Commandments. You just go back and look at the Ten Commandments. What were the ten rules or guidelines that God gave Israel? And what can we draw from that? The first is loving God. What is your home like? What is the atmosphere in that home that you want to have? When people walk into your house, do they sense the presence of God? Shouldn't they in a Christian home? I mean, you walk into a non-Christian's home and you really sense where you are. When you walk into a Christian home, you should sense this is a home where God is honored. God needs to be there. You know, God is not an author of confusion. And some homes really look like confusion. We just had an ATI mom. She needs help. Because the kids are going to be in the program, but they probably won't be able to spell their name. And she's so disorganized that she can't teach. And she needs help. And I know some of the churches, she's a single mom, and some of the church people are trying to help her because it's not easy being a single mom. How hard is it for you to have a husband to homeschool? Imagine if you don't have one and trying to do it. And those ladies need a lot of help and a lot of prayer and a lot of encouragement because it's much easier to just put them somewhere, you know, because she never gets any release. Her husband doesn't come home and help. If there's wisdom searches, who does it? You know, mom does everything. Okay. The second is not replacing God with anything. What does your family revolve around? God is to be what? First. That's another thing you can use. Making Sunday a special day. I was going to give you illustrations how my wife did this with our kids. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. You think, well, I don't want our kids to swear. You know how else you can take the Lord's name in vain? When you live in sin and call yourself a Christian, you know what you're doing? You are misusing God's name. Honoring mom and dad. That should be high on the discipline area, right? If our kids ever dishonored their wife, then I became demon-possessed. I mean, I really wasn't fit for human consumption. I could put with a lot of things. I'm really laid back and all that. But let me tell you, any hint of any disrespect to my wife, I would never tolerate that. Never. From our kids. Not kill. Well, you say, well, obviously we don't want our kids to kill each other. But I prayed and I said, God, how can we do that? What does killing come out of? Anger, resentment, bitterness, you know, all of that kind of stuff. What does the scripture say? Don't let the sun go down on what? Your anger, or you give topos or place to the devil. That's where I got the name of this book. Don't. The word topos is anger. You let your anger go down one night, you're giving ground to Satan. That is the word of God. That's Ephesians 4:27-28. Okay? So that needs to be dealt with. The next one, number seven, sexual purity in the home. Number eight, don't steal. Now, our kids didn't steal, but I'll tell you the one thing that we had more trouble. We have three daughters. And you shouldn't have three daughters. You should have two daughters, two sons, and then two more daughters or whatever. But three is not so hot. Because one doesn't fit. You guys got three of the same kind? Well, maybe you want to drown one, you know. But it's amazing because one of them is always like on the outside when you have three. And one of the things they would do is to borrow something, quote unquote, from another daughter or from a sister that they didn't ask about. Do you ever have that going on in your house? They got my thing. They got my thing. Well, I'll tell you, you can have more problems there. And so what I put down here, not that they're stealing, but don't take things that belong to another without permission. Can you imagine what happened if your kids would have permission of another kid to take their stuff? You'd have a lot less struggles, unless maybe our family was unique. But I don't think we were unique. We may have been unique, but I don't think we're unique in that area. And the last is coveting. A lack of contentment and always wanting more. Woe be if you raise kids that are never content. I hope no decent fellow will marry your daughter if she's not content. You know what he's going to be. He'll never be able to give her what? Enough. Or a guy that's not content. They'll go in debt and all this other stuff because of lack of contentment. And a lack of contentment also is a lack of gratefulness. If I am not grateful or content with what God has provided, I will not be grateful or content with what he hasn't provided. Right? When I get it, I like, there's always what? More, I want more, and so on. Now, I want you to hear this. I wrote some things down. I'm going to read them so I say I'm absolutely right. Having all kinds of rules and regulations and parents not living a God-honoring life will cause strong reaction or rebellion. Do you understand? The kids will say, I'm in a Christian family. What's a Christian family? Oh, you can't do a lot of stuff. You know, we just can't do a lot of stuff. And so we have these high standards for our kids, but we won't live them out ourselves in front of them. That is hypocrisy. And the kids will see through it and react. And many of the kids that we deal with that are in rebellion to what their folks are telling them to do that they're not doing themselves. And it just really bothers them. Another thing I want you to know, the HEI program is probably the best program out there, but a program is not a substitute for godly living. Do you hear me? The most godly program you can have and you don't live a godly life is not going to produce God's results. It's important that I have a walk with God and the kids see this. Another thing I want to share. You are not godly because of the things you don't do. Are you hearing that? You're not godly for the things you don't do. You don't kiss girls. You don't chew gum. You don't spit on the floor. You know, you don't do this. You don't do that. It's just you don't do a lot of stuff. But I'll tell you, and don't give your kids that idea because they don't do all this stuff and they're living terrible lives. But they don't do all this stuff. I mean, there's girls here with skirts dragging the ground that will probably be involved in immorality before the year's out. Because I have girls that have been in my office that the skirts dragged the gown last year here that have gone involved in immoral relationships. So wearing a skirt that hits the ground doesn't mean the girl's going to stay pure. You understand what I'm trying to say? We can get so on that we look good on the outside. And as long as we look good on the outside, that's the most important thing. It is not. Godliness comes from spending time with God. When you begin to walk with God, the Spirit of God can show you what you ought not be doing. But not doing things won't give you a godly walk. Am I making some sense? I hope. Because a lot of people saying, amen, that I've talked to about this on staff around. What do you think? That seems pretty strong. They said, no, that's true. Because we see what's happening with the kids because it's all negative. Rather than helping them to be godly kids. Okay. Another one. I was talking to a young man, and I get this from a lot. This young man was in a secret relationship with a girl on the computer, all this stuff, sneaking out, seeing her, all this kind of stuff. And I said, well, you're ATI, and you've been to all the conferences. Didn't you make a commitment to courtship? He said, yeah. I said, why? He said, to get my folks off my back. He signed some, I don't know what it is, but he actually signed stuff. Because if he signed it, the folks would stop pushing him. See, what is happening is, are your kids internalizing your values? Kids will not die for your convictions, only their own. And you find that when kids get to be 16 and 17, they have questions. Don't shut them up. You know, why this or why that? And you need to explain to them why that you feel this is not right, that's not right.